Good day. This is Paige Estritori with your daily financial services news wrap for Wednesday, April 23, 2025. Brought to you by Financial Services Online, your go-to platform for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Let's dive into the major financial updates making headlines across Australia. New venture in the investment space. Seasoned investors Tim Canham and Wick Farwerck, previously with Colonial First State Global Asset Management, have launched a microcap fund with Mantis Funds and Balmoral Investors. This fund targets companies with market caps under $750 million, catering to Australian investors looking to explore the less researched microcap segment. The dynamic duo previously managed $1 billion, with returns exceeding benchmarks by 8.3% over 15 years. Truly impressive. Moving on to superannuation schemes, the Payday superannuation scheme certainly promises greater transparency. However, concerns persist about unpaid superannuation. The Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, or ASFA, points out that business insolvency is a significant roadblock. Despite the expanded fair entitlement guarantee regime, notable recoveries of unpaid dues remain elusive. ASFA continues to champion for the rights of employees, calling for equal treatment of unpaid super guarantee charges and wages. Regarding consumer sentiment, our nationwide financial anxiety seems to have reached a 7-year peak owing to persistent inflation and rising costs. The NAB survey reveals a sharp rise in stress, most notable among lower income brackets. A clear indication, about 60% of Australians using savings for daily expenses. While some regional disparities persist, there is a glimmer of hope as recent interest rate cuts have begun to improve retail sentiment slightly. From international news that impacts our domestic market, we turn to the U.S. tariff policy's remnants from President Trump's era and their implication for Australian fund managers. While the medium term may see earning declines, fiscal impacts for now are manageable. Analyst Sean Lair from Morningstar, however, warns of increased market volatility, potentially leading to outflows for firms like GQG, Perpetual, and Magellan. Despite this, estimates of fair value for firms such as Challenger and Platinum remain consistent, with Perpetual and Insignia seen as good value. That wraps up our daily news coverage. Stay tuned, stay informed. This is Paige Estritori, signing off for Financial Services Online.